Right, we're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller, 9:36 in the morning. And who do I have on the line with me this morning but the one, the only, Bo Bowman, Angel Flights Executive Director for South Carolina. Yes, he resides right here in Greenwood, folks. And I understand yesterday, Bo Bowman, you were flying a flight yesterday.
Yes, I was, Ann. It may have been my longest. It was 7 hours. I had to take somebody from Florence to Birmingham and then take one of the family all the way back home to Florence. I had a little help on the last leg from a Mo Scott, another one of our pilots, but I was in the air for 7 hours yesterday.
7 hours. And, you know, I'm always talking about Angel Flights, but for those that don't know what Angel Flights is, let's just give them the short synopsis here this morning.
Okay. Thank you, Ann. Angel Flight is an organization, a nonprofit organization of pilots that provide, transportation to people that need to travel distances for medical treatments or for other compassionate reasons and to whom this presents a hardship otherwise. And yesterday's mission, for example, was a compassion flight, getting some family members to a person that is very ill.
And this is, it is amazing because we actually have an office right here in Greenwood. It is the statewide office, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I got so involved about 3 or 4 years ago and got doing things for them anyway. They asked me if I would open a South Carolina branch office for Angel Flight, and they did, and the county gives me office space at the airport, and the office for the state is right here in Greenwood, as you said.
That's right. That's pretty amazing. Hey, just a couple of months ago, I was out there at the airport with you and a lot of your other friends, and you were on TV.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Somebody nominated, actually, the person that worked for me. I have an administrative assistant, and unbeknownst to me, she had nominated me for the Caring for the Carolinas Award, the award that Jack Roper gives from Channel 7, and they came down with their TV paraphernalia and did a big shindig on the presentation, and I was the person for the month of March, and I was very very humbled and honored to receive that award.
Well, you know, I can't think of any more deserving person than you, Bo Bowman. You do so much, and you're always so giving. And, you know, I think the other great thing about what has been happening with Angel Flights and what you're doing with, I mean, we're going to be talking about the ducks because that's a real easy one. But then you even went out on a limb and organized a golf tournament.
Yes, this will be the third annual Angel Flight Golf Tournament out at Stony Point, and this year it's going to be on September the 16th, which is a Monday. That is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and we encourage all golfers out there to play for us that day. We like to say, you drive so we can fly, so that's a nice little slogan, and it's been very successful. We've had over 100 golfers participate each year.
That's right, and the Byrne Center over there in Augusta has been a big supporter of it?
Yes, they are the title sponsor because they use us extensively. We have a great relationship with them. They even have a person down there assigned to coordinating with us to bring patients in for treatments following difficult burns. And, yes, they have become our title sponsor, and, of course, they'll be here. Several representatives from there and probably some of the doctors playing in it. But the funding we receive from them to help us put on the tournament is just so much appreciated.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to be part of a great tournament and get the royal treatment, put that one on your calendar then, September 16th. I know you and I will be talking about it more. I just did want to mention it. And one more thing I want to mention about Angel Flights is this isn't a new organization. It's been around for a long, long time.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's been around for 30 years now. It was organized back in 1983 in Atlanta, and it's grown extensively in Atlanta since then. It started out with just a few pilots. Now with the 6 states that we cover, which includes South Carolina, we have over 800 volunteer pilots that give their time and their aircraft operation costs to help people. And I have 40-some, or we have, I should say, 40-some pilots here in South Carolina, and we're growing each year, and we have been in operation for 30 years. But, you know, I still am surprised when I go around and give talks, the people that have not heard of us, and I certainly appreciate people like you and the TV stations and all that help me spread the word, and that's one of my biggest challenges.
Absolutely. Well, Bo, if somebody wants to talk to you, whether they are in need of a flight or whether they'd like to participate, one of the things I know you're always looking for is pilots to help volunteer to do this. And we do need to say that pilots, they have to provide the gas, the plane, the whole nine yards. There is no charge to the patient on this.
That's absolutely correct. And the funding that we do receive goes towards running the organization. Not just my office, but mostly the headquarters office down in Atlanta, where our mission coordinators work, and the executive director for the whole organization and the accounting department and all that. It takes a lot to run an organization and to pay for the materials that we use to spread the word and to recruit pilots. So the funding is well used, but the pilots give all of the money and fuel and everything required to provide the transportation.
Sure. So if you'd like more information about Angel Flights, you can. You all have a website?
Yes, we do. It is www.angelflightsoars.org. All together, angelflightsoars.org.
And then if you'd like to call out there to the office out there at the airport, yes, we have an airport here in Greenwood, too, for those
yes,
of you who don't know this. What's the telephone number, Bo?
Telephone number at the airport is, of course, 864, but it is we have landlines now, and it's 223-4434. And if you want to call my cell, which used to be my office number, but it's my just my cell phone now, it is 554-3198.
3198. Well, there you go. Well, Bo Bowman, you came down here to South Carolina to retire, and look at you. You're probably working harder than you did at your job.
Yeah, but you know what, Ann? I think it's the best job I ever had, not in terms of pay or anything, but just in terms of the reward you get from it. And mostly I get to use what I have a passion for, and that's flying. And, boy, when you can use your what you have a passion for and at the same time be helping other people, it just doesn't get any better than that.
I couldn't agree with you more. But there's another event that we which was really the purpose of this call, but I just decided we needed to talk about some of the other things.
I appreciate that.
That's right. You know, coming up, what is it, on June 8th, down there at the Rotary Club of Daniel Island near Charleston, they're having a duck race. Now,
yeah.
how does Angel Flights fit into this, Bo? I don't understand.
Well, first of all, yes, it's put on by the Rotary Club of Daniel Island with the help of some other Rotaries in the Charleston area. But they've been doing this for 5 years, and for the past 3 years, we've been one of maybe a half a dozen beneficiaries receiving a good portion of the proceeds of this duck race. And we really appreciate them selecting us to do this. But what they do is they sell what we call duck adoptions. We don't actually sell the ducks, but they're duck adoptions. And they have 25,000 of these little floating yellow rubber duckies, each with a barcode on the bottom to identify them with the person that adopted them. And then every year they drop these, all 25,000, off the Mark Clark Bridge into the Wando River. And then they float about a half mile down the river, herded by a whole squadron of motorboats down the Wando River, and they go into a funnel that near the Daniel Island Pier, into a funnel that's made out of floating booms, and the first ducks to the boom and down to the neck of the boom are the winners. And the prizes are very good. First prize is $10,000, and then they go down about 25 places, down to the 25th place. But first prize is $10,000. And then they raise, I believe, a couple hundred thousand dollars in this. And Angel Flight has benefited very well. Other than the golf tournament, it's our biggest fundraiser. And this year, they've selected us as a beneficiary that is also going to get one half of the duck adoption fee, which is $10 per duck. So this is a special year for us in selling duck adoptions because we get the half of the proceeds in addition of what we sell, in addition to whatever they determine they're going to give us as a beneficiary.
Well, now, we need to make sure that everybody understands. These are those cute little yellow rubber duckies. The way Peggy and I look at this, we're keeping the rubber duckies alive. Just think, if there weren't events like this out there, today would we still have the rubber duckies out there?
That's right. You got it. Yep.
So for $10, all somebody has to do is go to the website, or they can call you.
Yes.
Decide whether you want to do $10, $20, whatever you would like to do, and who knows, that investment that you make for that 10 or 20 or whatever could come back to you in a winning of $10,000 if your ducky is the first one through the chute.
That's absolutely right. It's the odds aren't the best in the world, but they're better than the lottery. And somebody's got to win those first 25 spots, and somebody's got to win that first place. So, yes, it's a very good investment, and most of all, you're helping. You're helping some very good charities, and you're helping Angel Flight. And the website for, if you want to, you can adopt a duck online. The website is www.charlestonduckrace, very simple, all together, charlestonduckrace.com, and then just follow the prompts from there for bringing up the form, and you can even pay with your credit cards.
Right.
But also, you can call me and just mail it in to me, and I'll send in the form for you.
Okay. You want to make sure that you go to, there's a place I understand on the form that says adopt here.
Yes.
And then you want to make sure you credit agency to be credited. You want to make sure that you credit Angel Flight.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Absolutely. I've been talking about it on the radio this week, Bo. I certainly am glad you could call in. Now, in the past, what kind of, this is, of course, you didn't have the opportunity to sell ducks, shall we say, or adopt ducks on their website, but what kind of money have you gotten in the past from them?
We the previous 2 years we've received a $6,000 check from them.
So, that's tremendous.
So I'm each year I don't know, but I hope for the same thing or better. But they appreciate us very much because they told us that we are the charity that works hardest to help them with the duck adoption. So and they do a lot of other stuff with the few hundred thousand dollars that they get from this. There's some scholarships involved. So even though $6,000 seems like a smaller portion of the what they receive, they do a lot with that money besides the beneficiaries they select. It's a big project, and we're very happy to receive funding like that.
You know,
it's our largest single one of the year, except for the golf tournament.
You know, Bo, here's what I have to say. Anytime you can get money, regardless of the amount, it's always well appreciated and certainly makes things keep happening for organizations that are nonprofits like Angel Flights that are out there doing such great things.
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. And I do want to mention that the ducks adoption sales seem to be getting off to a very slow start this year. I don't know whether it's the economy or what, but I really appreciate you putting me on the radio, and I would like to encourage people out there to adopt a duck or more. It would be very much appreciated. I want to make this a really good year for us since they've given us the opportunity to get half of the proceeds, and they did that because they like us, and I just want Angel Flight to have a good showing.
Absolutely. Well, I know you'll be working out there tirelessly. Now, the race, of course, isn't until June 8th, but, hey, do it today. Go to charlestonduckrace.com. That's charlestonduckrace.com, and you can pay for it right online. Make sure when you go to adopt here that you click on Angel Flight on the form as the agency to be credited. Or, heck, just pick up the phone and call Bo, 223-4434. That's 223-4434. He'll be more than happy to help you get this together and get you the form so we can get them back in. But, yes, Greenwood, let's show them what we can do up here for Angel Flights.
Let's be sure to mention my cell, too, because right now I'm at home, so I don't want to miss a call. So you can also get me on my Angel Flight cell, which is 554-3198. I'd recommend that one in the near hours here.
Okay, so Bo's not going to be in the office. That's what that means, right?
That's what that means right now. I'm working in my home office right now.
Okay, 554-3198. Call Bo Bowman. He works tirelessly for Angel Flights, and you never know when it might be something that could be very helpful for you. So if you have $10, if you have $20 or more, how about contribute to this cause? It certainly has made people's lives a whole lot better out there and gotten them the treatments or the compassion that they need to be able to keep on with their lives.
And Ann, thank you so very much for this opportunity.
Well, we appreciate you, Bo. Thanks for coming on and telling us about it, and I'll be talking about it. And as we get a little closer, maybe we'll do it one more time so people don't forget about the duck race down there in Charleston.
Thank you, Ann, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye, Bo.
Bye-bye.